The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Ashley Narkin is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach. What are we talking about this week?
Apples.
Oh, yes.
It would be very remiss to talk about, not to talk about them, wouldn't it?
It's yeah, there's here. A lot of, my dog is eating all the apples.
Oh, does so he
my
like
uncle
apples?
Is all apple trees in his garden next door and our dog wasn't really eating his food, but he still seemed fine, you know. I was like, well, if he seems fine, he's fine. He's just not eating that much food. And then I realised he's just gone over and eaten the apples.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, straight off the ground.
Bit of a sweet tooth, bit of fibre, bit of hydration in there.
Yeah,
not
I'd say it's
him.
Running through him anyway. Let the kids pick that up.
But there's apples everywhere, like everywhere you walk by. There's apples on the ground. I have apples from the neighbours, from my mother, from everybody.
And yes.
Like, we need to use them up. And I suppose the conversation really is, the likelihood is when you and I go to the supermarket for 48 weeks of the year, we're probably buying something like a Pink Lady or a Gala apple or a Granny Smith. Whereas, like, we have so many varieties in Ireland.
Yeah, why don't they sell more of the Irish apples in the supermarket? Those Pink Ladies, they tend to come from, is it South Africa and France?
Yeah. And it, look, there's a couple of things. Our consumer preferences lead what's in our supermarkets. And we each have a preference. If you like a Granny Smith, you obviously like a kind of a more malic acid tart, you know, hit the back, the sides of the mouth kind of apple. If you're a Pink Lady, you're a little bit sweeter. Those Gala are a little bit kind of softer, more rounded. So they're what sell. They hold really well. They sell really well. And I suppose, like, it's trying to find those, what we call, eating apples that we can bring into the supermarkets. But any local grocery store that you go to, any greengrocer, any like farmer's market, you're always going to get your local Irish apples. So I suppose this time of year, we have such an opportunity to pick them up, to sample them, to try them. Like, we've over 144 varieties of apples growing in Ireland. I suppose down around southeast, like Kilkenny, Tipperary, Waterford, Carlow, we have a lot of our cider apples. So we've got Bulmers down in Clonmel. Is it Bulmers, Magners, whatever it's called anymore?
Would you bring an apple to Clonmel? That was the great saying years ago.
Yeah.
We won't explain what that was often in reference to.
Oh, I'm oblivious to that.
Oh, you would say it if say when you were a young lad and you were going on holidays to Santa Ponsa or someone.
Right.
Somewhere. And someone would say, is your girlfriend going with you? And you'd say, you wouldn't bring an apple to Clonmel.
Oh, I did not know
that's
that.
That's an awful thing, isn't it?
Absolutely shocking.
But oh, I mean, my God. I've actually never been to Santa Ponsa, so I can tell that story safely.
Neither have I. There you go. So there are...
Been to Clonmel.
There are cider apples, right? Then we've got our eating apples. And then we obviously have our little crab apples. Like, I have tons of crab apples this year. And I don't really know. Like, I mean, I can make crab apple jelly, crab apple jam. It is a bit of a chore. So I suppose some of the recipes that we're going to deep dive into today later on are more delicious everyday recipes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But made with cooking apples, which are our Bramley apples. So you go up to Armagh, you know, like the way we have protected areas for champagne and parmesan and all of that. Up in Armagh, it's like the Orchard of Ireland. We are talking about like beautiful apples, but all cooking apples up there.
Oh, right. Okay.
So real Bramleys, gorgeous, gorgeous cooking apples. And like, they're so tart. All you can do is really cook with them. But, you know, we've got that delicious mix all over the island. So I suppose, yeah. September is the time for eating apples.
And what do you do? Sorry, do your crab apples feature today? Are we going to get to them? Okay, so what do you do with them? Because we've crab. So a friend of mine bought us a crab apple tree as a housewarming present, and it's just in the corner of the garden.
Oh, beware! 20 years later, like, size them.
Yeah, really.
And mine just started, like, and every see, I've been really like the last couple of years minding mine, clipping them back.
I suspect he only bought it because it was on offer. I would think.
I'd say it was a lovely gesture.
No, I think he knows who he is, and he's this. And it was on offer, which is why he bought it. But anyway, I planted it and it's thriving. But it's just, I don't know what to do with apples.
I'll give you a really lovely recipe for a bit of crab apple jelly. And then you can make it and give it back to him as a Christmas present.
Exactly.
Boom.
It's a lot more work directed to him than he directed to me.
Definitely.
But anyway, so will we get through the recipes? Is that the easiest way to do it?
I think so. And I suppose the idea is to highlight that, you know, I didn't bring an apple tart nor an apple crumble.
Oh, yes.
And I do like them, but I suppose let's just go a little bit more varied. And like, particularly...
No pork chop with stewed apple?
No, I do love that though. Do you like that?
I do like it, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite nice. Or what's really lovely, if you're doing a pork steak, when you roast your potatoes, roast apples and potatoes together.
Oh.
That's a really nice way to do your apples.
Nice. Okay,
so that could be really,
nice.
Even if you took that alone from today to roast your apples and thing and your potatoes together. Where do you want to start?
I don't mind. You tell me. Where is their starter?
Canapé.
Right. Lovely.
This is my favourite. I love crab meat.
Oh, lovely.
Love crab meat. So this is apple and crab with a little bit of dill and wasabi in a little Baby Gem Irish lettuce cup. So Baby Gem is our gorgeous Irish lettuce, really seasonal this time. So took the crab meat and then just chopped up, really finely chopped up an apple that was given to me, and it's a sweet apple, and put that in with a little bit of mayonnaise and a little bit of dill. You could put a little bit of celery in there. That would be really lovely as well. And then on two of them, because I know you don't like it too spicy, I put wasabi on two of them and not on the others. So you can kind of, you don't have to eat a whole mouthful of hot and spicy. Can you see the little wasabi?
Oh yeah, there's the wasabi.
Dot?
All right.
Yeah. So you can put the wasabi through a little
bit.
Let's go. So like a wasabi crema is basically where you take sour cream, little dot of wasabi and a little bit of maybe lime juice, mix that through, and then you can stir your crab through that. I know, yeah.
It's wasabi in that one, all right.
Back of the throat, up the nose. Like, it's hot, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. It is. You can do the other one without it. And there's some lovely crab claws on the side as well. Like, it's delicious. It's so light, delicate, but it allows you to take...
No, keep going.
You all right?
This is in my nostrils. I can feel it.
Burning all the way through. But yeah, it's a lovely one to do. Serve it with a side of brown bread, little bit of smoked salmon. Like, I just love crab. And crab and apple pears. It's just a little win that you might never think to do, but it's really, really nice. Also, I do a gorgeous chicken salad. So exactly what I've described there.
Okay.
So roast your chicken, dice up your chicken, mayonnaise, diced up celery, diced up apple. Gorgeous. Mm. Like, just delicious. Put a little herb through it, something like the dill, something like the mint, and you have this amazing bowl of like chicken salad that you can have.
You can, I went with the other wasabi one.
Did
you? Yeah, I didn't mean to.
I thought you were going to avoid it.
Yeah, so did I.
Sorry about that. Now,
anyway,
be all right. We'll get through it. Salad next.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to
no wasabi in this. No.
No wasabi in this. Okay. There is a little bit of chili jam, actually.
Okay.
Because it is the time of year where we do start to introduce that little bit of spice again, that little bit of heat again. So this is one of, I suppose, what I call my nourish bowls.
This looks great.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, really great.
Really flavoursome. So we've got the bulgur wheat on the bottom. We've got roast apples, sweet potato that has been roasted in the oven, and then there's goat's cheese on top. And then it's served with a little bit of chili jam as well. And then I toasted some pumpkin seeds and put some pumpkin seeds over the top. I also roasted and toasted some chickpeas and put them over the top. So if we break down, I suppose, like, it's a salad bowl, but our salads are going to have to transition into something nourishing, filling, wholesome. You know, it's going to keep you full for the day. So those grains, anything like a couscous, a bulgur wheat, a quinoa, like, you know, we talk about quinoa having a little bit more protein than the others. Like, it's diversity. Eat 30 plants a week. It's just thinking about not always having the slice of bread at lunch every day. And there's nothing wrong with a slice of bread, but it's diversity. So it's okay, I'm going to have bulgur wheat today, I'm going to have quinoa tomorrow, and then just dress it with a little bit of a vinaigrette, something really easy, but it freezes really well. If you make a batch of it, just cook off, it boils in 12 minutes, cook off a batch of it, pop it in the freezer. With the sweet potato, so I roast the sweet potato in the oven.
Yeah.
A little bit of olive oil, a little bit of something like your cumin, your oregano, your chili, your paprika, any of those little spice mixes that I've spoken about over the last couple of weeks. Chop up the apples, roast those as well. Little drizzle of honey over them if you wanted. And then, have you tasted the sweetness yet?
Yeah.
Little bits of dates.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, because the apple is sweet, right?
And
you want that sweetness to pair with that little bit of spice, but also with kind of the earthiness of the sweet potato. So the dates are that little bit of sweetness. And they're just like, dates are so good for us. And again, it's another plant. So it's so many plant foods, but really, really diverse.
Yeah, that's really nice now.
And then hit it with that creamy goat's cheese. Like, gorgeous Irish creamy goat's cheese on top. I love goat's cheese.
And that would fill you up then, that wheat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the whole thing together, I suppose, because you've got your complex carbohydrates. Like, the bulgur is a little bit more complex than a basic white carb, but it still does break down. But it's about having the leafy greens in there. It's about having the carbs, a little bit of protein from the chickpeas.
Because I think you're right. That's the problem sometimes people fall into when they decide, you know what, I'm going to be good. Salads now for lunch.
Yeah.
And then it's just the greens.
Totally.
And they're starving by the time they get home.
It has to
buy a dairy milk.
You see, that's it. And it's the 4 o'clock then. And everybody falls into the trap of that snack at 4 o'clock that's either coffee croissant or crisps or cheese and crackers or something like that.
Yeah.
You have to have something that's going to give you the energy to keep you going throughout the day. And that's going to do that. And like, if you make up each kind of component, you can mix and match throughout the week and have a bit with your dinner and have a bit left over. That chili jam on top is really nice as well, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
really good.
It pairs nicely with the sweet potato and the smokiness.
I'm going to come back to that.
Do. Okay, next up.
Okay.
This is a galette.
What's a galette?
So a galette is a French-style open tart. Now, this would be beautiful out of, like, hot out of the oven.
This is an apple tart, then.
Oh, no, this is savoury. So there's blue cheese and caramelised onion.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes, yeah, sorry. So it's a savoury galette, not a sweet one. Okay, so you've brought up a great point. You could totally do this as an apple tart. Like a simple...
A sweet galette.
A sweet galette, yes. The reason I love a galette is because... Pastry, people are put off by pastry. They're put off by making shortcrust pastry. They're put off by pastry.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Plenty of blue cheese.
See, this was a bit discombobulating now because I was imagining.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's lovely.
No, it's a savoury one. So caramelised red onion, apple or pear and blue cheese. And then there's a little bit of Parmesan on top and there's toasted pumpkin seeds around the end. The reason I love it, pastry was always perfection. It always had to be. Anybody who ever attempted anything, any recipe book. And my whole thing is like, let's step away from perfection. Let's just make it. So the idea is that you either buy shortcrust pastry or you make it. And it's so easy. 200 grams of flour, 100 grams of butter or margarine, little bit of water. Combine it. Like do it in your food processor. You don't even have to do it by hand anymore. Like pulse, pulse, pulse. Roll that out. And you roll it out into a kind of circle shape.
Okay.
Who cares? Who cares if it's rectangle? Who cares if it's circle? Pile your filling into the middle. So it's slow cooked the red onions, which I'm going to tell you about in a second. Layered those in, layered in the apples, layered in then loads of crumbly blue cheese. And then you just pick up the edges and you just pleat it and you fold it in. I have a full video done so everybody can watch along step by step, right? But you just fold up the edges, then glaze it with egg yolk, sprinkle on the pumpkin seeds, bake it in the oven for 45 minutes. So your pastry goes beautiful and crispy on the bottom, crispy on the outside. And then, like I said, it's best eaten just hot, out of the oven or cold even the next day, but it, like you can heat it back up again and it's nice to kind of taste it a little bit, but I wouldn't say hot when you reheat it, like just warm, just take the coldness out of it. And if it's been in the fridge,
that's really good,
isn't it?
Yeah, and relatively simple.
Yeah,
I mean, like, once you get the hang of the pastry,
totally. You can buy the shortcrust pastry, you can buy a jar of caramelised red onion relish. You don't even have to do those parts if you don't want it. But when you're slow cooking the onions, take about 2 or 3 onions, slow cook them, they take about 45 minutes. For the last 10, a bit of brown sugar, balsamic, and then they go sticky, gooey, delicious.
Oh, lovely.
Dessert.
Okay, what do we have here?
Dessert, we have toffee apple turnovers.
Oh, lovely.
Cinnamon sugar, and then we have cinnamon butter. Now on top there, you've got two things. You've got caramel, but you also have an apple cinnamon butter.
Oh, so this bit is caramel.
So I'm going to let you mix them together.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, isn't it?
Isn't it really nice?
So I'm going to
tell you. Sorry, tell me how that, what's that apple cinnamon butter?
Oh, I know. So we're not accustomed to this in Ireland at all. And we need to kind of learn to get to. Massive in the States. It's such a fall, you know, farmer's market kind of.
Yeah.
What do you, Hallmark movie? I imagine Hallmark movies have a lot of,
you know, cinnamon butter.
Cinnamon butter. So basically it's a cross between like a preserver jam and like a curd. So in a pan, you put 200 grams of butter. Into that, you're going to put about 6 big apples, chop them up. Into that, you're going to sprinkle in some brown sugar and then about 200 mils of cider.
Okay.
You can use apple juice if you want, but cider is lovely. So I put cider in. You let that cook, simmer for 20 minutes. So it's done when the apple, isn't it lovely?
Oh yeah.
Isn't it delicious?
Really nice.
Like this is such a simple one. Like this is the one you do with the kids or the grandkids and it's just lovely. I put into your food processor, blitz it all up and it turns into this smooth, jammy, preservy, like it almost like the texture of a nut butter.
Yeah.
Which is really, really lovely.
Yeah, it does look like it, yeah.
Yeah. And then keep that in jam jars in the fridge. It'll last for about 2 weeks. Spread it over toast, dip your turnovers in it. So for the turnovers, these is puff pastry that you buy in the supermarket, ready to roll. Cut it out into 8 circles.
Okay.
And then you're going to grate your cooking apples into a bowl. Buy tins of caramel. So you can buy a tin of caramel now.
Yeah.
Stir the caramel into the grated apple. Spoon that mixture into the middle. Fold it over like a half moon.
Yeah.
Pinch up the edges. Bake it in the oven for 15 to 20 minutes. And then when it comes out, when it's hot, you brush it with melted butter and then you dip it in cinnamon sugar.
That's it.
That's it. So easy.
Yeah.
So easy. But it's such a lovely little treaty one. And like, I think, again, these ones are best. Just make them hot out of the oven. Absolutely delicious. Aren't they so good?
That is really, really good.
Really interesting recipes with apples, I think, for the season that's in it. You know, it's just something a little bit different. I just love them.
Yeah. And I like, do you know what, this one, if you had kind of a handful of people coming over to the house or something, I mean, that's not hard to make.
No.
In terms of preparation,
custard,
as you say.
Bit of custard, dip that in a bit of vanilla bean custard.
Oh,
that would actually be really
that's nice.
Nice
you don't have any on you, do you?
No, forgot the custard today.
All right, okay.
We'll have to do what we have. I'll try better next week.
I'll struggle on, as I do every week. as you do every week, I know you love to hear or see these in action. So as Ashley said, she's got a video up actually of the
galette,
the savoury galette, which you can do as a sweet version as well. But you can watch that video along. Just look for Aisling Narcan on social media, or you'll find her website as well. Links to it therein. And all of this we'll go as a podcast as well. Aisling Narcan, TV chef and mindful eating coach. Thank you very much. Talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.